Hello, my friends. It's Babyface Jacob Israel. Thanks for coming to the channel. Spend a little quality time with me. Smash the old like button if you like what I do. Because doomsday's on the horizon. Yeah, that's right, doomsday. It's all the talk. Of course, we just had the doomsday clock that ticked a little closer to midnight. 89 seconds, 17. Talked about it on my recent show. Doomsday's in the air as well, as we just saw this terrible tragedy with the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into the plane, and so many people have lost their lives already. I'm going to get into it a lot more on tomorrow's show, but the Doomsday plane was circling above at a certain point in time. It's a lot of weird things. A lot of people are, they're a little scared. Well, turns out that we may have a doomsday asteroid that was just discovered just after Christmas. Isn't that nice? Yeah, right? There you go. There's a Christmas gift for you. It's a huge asteroid. It's about half the size of a football field. And it's going to come very, very close. I'm sure that the numbers that they came up with, I'm sure that they're not sus at all. I'm being ironic because it's going to come within 66,000 miles. Ain't that nice? 66. Hey, and you know what? Why don't we just throw this in for good measure? And it's 60 meters. So you got the sixes everywhere. 60 meters, 196 feet. Big thing. Big asteroid. Big asteroid. Catalina sky engineer and asteroid hunter David Rankin wrote on his site. They even showed like a little bit of an animation so you get an idea of how close this thing is coming. Supposed to hit us, well, or not hit us, in 2032, which is, you know, weird because on the channel we've talked about, you know, certain asteroids and comets and all sorts of things. We've had a lot of space missions. The near-Earth asteroid, the redirect system. Talked about it over the years. Of course, there's Bennu, that planet-killing asteroid that we sent up the old OSIRIS-REx mission to, where they put the TAGSAM down, and they caught some of the material, and then they brought it back to Earth, and it just came back. Landed in Utah, in fact, just recently. And now the news is out about that, too. That maybe we're the aliens. Yeah. Maybe we're the aliens. It's not the people that are flying the drones or the aliens that are flying the drones. Because now we know as if we had to be told. I mean, come on, goodness grief. You know, Rex Bear and I talked about the drones before the drones came. And Rex and I were saying, you know, if it's anything, it's the government, really. Because any kind of alien tech would probably probably wouldn't have lights hovering above you, you know, saying, hey, look at me, here we are. Turns out they're just no big deal. They had airspace clearance, and it was, just a psychological operation. They wanted to see how people would react.
I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Research and various other reasons.
So when you hear about these planet-killing asteroids, what do you think? Do you think that maybe it's a bunch of hogwash? I don't know. Especially since, you know, my channel kind of took off because of that dream that I had so long ago. Whew, spooky. So when I hear things about this asteroid that's coming, this is like in the news right now. It's got a lot of people freaked out. You know, when I hear about this, I think to myself, well, maybe there's more. Maybe there's more. Maybe we got to dig into it. I mean, there's so many things to dig into, right? So many things to dig into. I can't wait to do my live show where I go over all of this stuff. I mean, don't you find it strange, though, you know, when we're talking about this tragedy that's going on as they're doing the confirmation hearings for Tulsi Gabbard? Who said that that was going to happen? Who said Tulsi was going to be, you know, by Trump's side? This guy. We got Robert F. Kennedy. Who said that Robert F. Kennedy, if you didn't see my last show, where I went like, I was like this. I was like, oh no, I messed up. And everybody, even people that don't like the channel, were clicking off because they were hoping that I was going to say something that I was like naughty or something. I wasn't naughty. I just shaved for no apparent reason. But if you didn't get past the, you know, that first, whatever, 5 minutes, you missed the point of the whole video. Because the whole point of the video had to do with Robert F. Kennedy going through this whole hearing thing that he's had. I mean, it's weird, right? I mean, it is weird. But I'll tell you one thing. He just gave Bernie Sanders, a tongue lashing. As Bernie was like, you're all about the money in the bank. You got to watch the show because it's strange. Take a listen.
Will you assure the American people that you will fight to do what every other major country on earth does, guarantee health care to every single American?
I'm going to make America healthier than other countries in the world right now.
Will you guarantee do what every other major country does? That's a simple question.
And by the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting their
interests.
I'll tell you who else got a lashing was Nancy Kerrigan. Remember? Why me? Back in the day when she was, kneecapped on January 6th. You think about that for a second. January 6th in the Capitol, she gets smacked in the kneecap. I just find it interesting. You know what else I find interesting? Is the fact that out of the blue, Tanya Harding just pops in. She's like, oh, I finally figured out how to do X. And on the same day, all these U.S. skaters, figure skaters that were on the flight have lost their lives. It's like just weird, right? It was just weird because I just saw somebody posting things about Tanya Harding and how she like did this, I don't know, like the triple Lindy or whatever. She did the only person that ever did it or something. And I think, oh, well, I remember her doing what she did. There's some people on X that are pretty cool, like, how that this is connected to like Nancy Reagan and when Reagan stepped down and you start to think it's like, oh my goodness, do we, you know, is the Trumpster going to be able to finish out his term? This is where your mind go if you go on X too long and you spend a little too much time, you know, I don't know, investigating and speculating. But it's strange, Tanya Harding, and there's the U.S. figure skaters. I don't know. Well, once again, I'm going to get into this more. But the doomsday thing, the doomsday asteroid, Marvel is coming out with its next big movie. And you know who's playing big Dr. Doom? It's Robert Downey Jr. You know him, Iron Man. You know, a.k.a. Elon Musk. Dr. Doom. So today, this morning, I wake up and it's like 6 in the morning. I'm drinking my coffee and I'm thinking about Dr. Doom. And I'm like, well, where's this movie, which is called Avengers Doomsday? The news comes out the day after Doomsday Clock ticks 1 second closer. Screen Rant puts out this article about the Avengers movie and says it's based on the comic known as Emperor Doom. That's something. You know how Emperor Doom, a.k.a. Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Iron Man, you know how he ends up becoming the Emperor? Because he harnesses the power of the Purple Man. He ends up in the White House, too, Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom and Emperor Doom, he becomes the Emperor. You know, everybody's under the control of a spell, a mind spell. He harnesses the power of a villain known as the Purple Man. It's all strange. Because I'm thinking, of course, you know, of Donald Trump wearing a purple tie. I'm thinking of Grimace. And then I'm thinking of Elon Musk as being Iron Man. But it's just weird. Emperor Doom, the whole story is, you know, Dr. Doom decides to just take over the world. He takes over the world. Everybody elects him in, actually, because he uses a machine to get everybody to want that. Sort of like how Elon has X, and it's... But here's the good news. Here's the good news, and this gave me a lot of hope and encouragement. He makes the world better. So, like, Emperor Doom, you know, once, because he knew they were a bunch of idiots, and he says, I'm going to take over, and he makes things better. He actually even gives independence to Puerto Rico. So I just find the whole thing strange, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. So that, you know, the thumbnail, you understand now why Dr. Doom was on there with an asteroid hitting the planet at the same time. There's just a lot going on, all right? So listen, If you enjoyed this show, will you do me a favor? Will you smash the like? Will you share the channel around? Make sure you're subscribed. Check the bell for notifications. And if you want to support the channel, you know how you do it. You go into the description of the video. Click right below my like finger there. You open it up, expand it. There's a bunch of links. And you can get some of the merch you want. This is such a nice, cozy, you know, for Babyface Jacob Israel. Babyface Jacob did a double chin, Babyface, double chin. I'm growing the beard back. I am. But hey, listen, if you want to support the channel, that's the way to do it. Hook up with me on Patreon. We are meeting up this Sunday. It's all the links in the description. I love you all. I thank you for spending some time with me. Have the best day ever. And get ready for this live show, because it's going to be, whew, with Tulsi and with Robert Kennedy and with the big deep dive into this Black Hawk thing. There's more to it. I'm telling you, the AI wars are here. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.